The morning ritual is sponsored by Recess Mood. One healthier alternative to alcohol after a stressful day is Recess Mood. So Recess Mood is a sparkling water, and it's infused with functional ingredients like magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens. So you can relax without the alcohol or the hangover. Podcast listeners get 15% off the Recess Mood Sampler Pack at takearecess.com/TMR. Recess Mood is made with real fruit, and it comes in 4 delicious flavors like strawberry rose and raspberry lemon. With only 20 calories and no added sugar, it's a guilt-free way to unwind. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/TMR and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Good morning, lovelies, and welcome to the Morning Ritual Podcast, meditations and conversations to set the tone for your day. I'm your host, Lily Balch. Today is all about self-acceptance. Whew, this is a big one. We'll explore self-acceptance, why it's necessary, and how it relates to meditation. So imagine being able to accept all of your strengths, weaknesses, imperfections, the weird bits about you, the amazing bits about you, and the parts of you that you sometimes wish nobody could see. Right? Imagine being able to embrace and accept all of that. That is self-acceptance. The ability to completely show up as your whole self, right? Leaving nothing behind. At the core of it, it's about recognizing that you are enough, just as you are. And the truth is, most of us have trouble accepting ourselves just the way we are. We live in a world that bombards us with expectations. You should be this, you should do that. Comparisons, judgments, unrealistic standards, and it makes it really hard for us to fully embrace and accept our humanness, to fully accept ourselves as we are. And I find it much easier to accept the so-called good parts of myself and only show that to the world. But what about the rest? Now, you might be thinking, okay, why should I accept my flaws, my shortcomings, my imperfections, right? Doesn't that mean I won't be able to change or grow? And I'm here to tell you that is false. And here's why. When we're lacking self-acceptance, there is something within us that thinks we should be different. My body should look a different way. I should be working harder. I should be working smarter. I should have this much money in my bank account, right? I should do this, I should be that. When you're not accepting a situation, or when you're not accepting something about yourself, you are then fighting with it. And this fight can be incredibly draining and actually really counterproductive to growth and change. When you can accept all parts of yourself, then you can show up in any given moment with your whole being. And when you have that approach, it's the foundation for really sustainable, authentic, really aligned change. So don't waste your time and energy fighting with yourself, right? When you accept yourself, you worry less about what other people think of you. You're able to see situations with more clarity and show up as your biggest, brightest, most authentic self, right? Who doesn't want that? And before we get into our meditation, I want to share a teeny bit of brain science for you. Just to put this into some context, those with less acceptance, those who feel negatively about themselves, have less gray matter in the regions of the brain that help control emotions and stress. Therefore, people who struggle with self-acceptance may struggle a bit more with managing stress, anxiety, and low mood. But luckily, mindfulness is here to help. Mindfulness meditation is all about inviting our whole selves into the moment without judgment. It's about learning how to work with ourselves, not against ourselves. Through self-awareness, through self-regulation, right? Calming the nervous system, looking inwards without judgment, we can then learn how to embrace all parts of ourselves and also change the internal dialogue, right? If you're someone who has a lot of negative thoughts about yourself, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of self-judgment, mindfulness is a really important step, right? Being aware of those thoughts to be able to change it. So we'll never be able to get rid of negative thinking, but what we can do is learn how to give ourselves kindness, compassion, and be resilient in the face of those negative thoughts and choose how you want to respond to those thoughts, right? Do you want to take them as facts? Or do you want to just acknowledge, okay, that's where my brain just went. Okay, so we are going to put this into practice. Self-acceptance. You can do this meditation seated, laying down, standing, really however is the most comfortable for you right now. So find your comfortable position. If you need to press pause and clear distractions or get a blanket to be even more comfortable, go ahead and do that. And when you're ready, you can gently close your eyes. We'll take the first few moments of practice to really settle into this present moment. All right, for the next 5-10 minutes or so, you can release all doing. You can let go of responsibilities. Let go of, I should do this, I should be that. And let yourself just be as you are. Right now, feel where you're making contact with the support beneath you. And bring your attention there. Let yourself be held by whatever support is beneath you. And right now, invite your whole self into this practice. Right? What does that mean to you? How does it feel to invite your whole self into this practice? The parts of you that are really easy to love, along with your imperfections and flaws. Right? Bring it all in. And just notice, right at the start of this practice, are you saying to yourself, I should be like this, or I should be feeling like that. I should be able to sit in a particular way or breathe in a particular way. Right? If there's ever a time to release the shoulds, it's now. We're here to accept the current state of your physical body, of your breath, of your mind, and of any emotions that are present. So let's explore this greater concept of acceptance with the breath. So right now, notice that you're breathing. There's absolutely no need to change or manipulate your breath in any way. Allow your breath to be just as it is, coming in and going out naturally. If the breath is shallow, let it be shallow. If the breath is slow and deep, let it be slow and deep. Notice where you feel the breath in your body. So allow your attention to really ground down on the breath, to rest on the breath. Your mind might wander, it might get distracted. Notice that, and just come back to your breath. Really nice. Now, notice what feelings, emotions are present within you. And as you continue to breathe easily and naturally, notice and honor any feeling that arises. See if you can really embrace every emotion just as it is. There's no need to judge, there's no need to compare, there's no need to wish that you are feeling a different type of way. Right? Sometimes we have feelings about our feelings, and that's okay too. Remember that all feelings are valid and they are worthy of your acceptance. I'm going to give you a moment to just rest here and open up to any emotions that are present to you. There's nothing you need to do right now. Just notice. Lovely. So that same level of acceptance that you explored with your breath and with your emotions, I want you to bring that to the physical body now. So you might notice within your body that there is warmth or coolness. You might feel tension or tightness somewhere. You might feel relaxation in another place of the body. Can you allow any and all sensations to just be there? Embrace them exactly as they are. You're not here to change or fix anything right now. Just notice if you're trying to control something right now, if you're trying to kind of fight something right now. Can you let go of that fight? Let go of the need to control. Just accept this present moment for exactly what it is. Really great work. So I want you to center your attention on your breath once again. And as we bring this practice to a close, before you go on with the rest of your day, I invite you to set an intention for yourself to encourage this act of self-acceptance. Intentions may include, I am enough. I accept myself fully. I accept all parts of myself. I am whole. Right, find an intention that resonates with you. And then once you have it, repeat it silently in your mind 3 times. Really nice. Take a deeper breath in and a deeper breath out. When you feel ready, you might open up the eyes, coming back to the environment that you're in. And I just want to remind you that this work takes time. It takes practice. And to help you out, I made a cute little worksheet with journal prompts and my little hot tip to cultivating more self-acceptance. And this is a completely free PDF. You can download it in the show notes below. I recommend carving out a few minutes either right now or maybe later on in the day to sit with these journal prompts. It only takes a few minutes, but it'll allow you to kind of delve deeper into this practice. So I want to thank you so much for listening and supporting the morning ritual. I appreciate you. If you haven't already, please leave a review. It helps a lot. And if you know of anyone that might benefit from this podcast, please, please pass it along, right? Sharing is caring, y'all. And let's end this episode the way we always do, with a deep breath in. A complete breath out. And have a lovely day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.